Christmas is a time for stories, and oftentimes we hear good news through some very simple stories. And so this morning I'd like to share a story that probably some of you have heard before. It's the story entitled Three Trees. And it's a reminder of sometimes what we expect to get or to be in life is very different than maybe what God expects. So as you hear this story, think about that thought. Sometimes what we expect and hope for is different than what God expects and hopes for us. And this is a traditional folk tale. Once upon a time on a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to be when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds above him. "I want to hold treasure," he said. "I want to be covered in gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the whole wide world." The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. "I want to be a strong sailing ship," he said. "I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the whole wide world." The third little tree looked down into the valley below where busy men and women worked in the busy town. "I don't want to leave this mountaintop at all," she said. "I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the whole wide world." Years passed, the rains came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It is perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, that first tree fell. "Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest," thought the first tree. "I should hold wonderful treasure." The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, that second tree fell. "Now I shall sail mighty waters," thought the second tree. "I shall be a strong ship fit for kings." The third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But that woodcutter never looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he muttered. And with a swoop of his shining axe, that third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter shop. But the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. That once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with precious stones. He was covered with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat, too small and even too weak to sail an ocean or even a river. He was taken to a lake, and every day he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish. The third tree was very confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumber yard. "What happened?" the once tall tree wondered. "All I ever wanted to do was to stay on the mountaintop and point to God." Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. "I wish I could have made a cradle for him," her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and smiled as the starlight shone on the smooth and sturdy work. "This manger is beautiful," she smiled. And suddenly that first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the ocean, into the lake. Soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose, and the little tree shuddered. He knew he didn't have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and the waves. The tired man woke up. He stood up, and he stretched out his hand and said, "Peace." And the storm stopped as quickly as it had started. And suddenly, the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the first tree beautiful. It had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. And that was better than being the tallest tree in the whole wide world. Take a moment to be in silent prayer to reflect on how maybe God is using you to be the best God wants. O gracious and loving God, the best thing that we could offer you this day is our life, that you would take our life and that you would use it for your glory. May it be so in our living. Amen.